Hey guys, we have another episode for you, but before we get to that, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors. Yes, sponsors, plural. We have Honor and Conquer. Deon Ciccone Frazier has created this awesome platform. He has his podcast. He has his elite social club, the Conquer Club. He has his vlogs. He has his apparel line, Honor and Conquer. You can see all of that stuff at honorandconquer.com. Go check out all of it. If you like his apparel, put some in your goodie basket. When you go to the checkout, enter in the promo code STAYCURIOUS, all one word. You get 25% off of your entire order. Very generous of my man Deon. Also, check out his podcast, as I mentioned, on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher Radio. All those mobile platforms. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Help a brother out because he helps us out, and it's good to be supportive and help out your friends. Okay? Cool. So that's Honor and Conquer. You can check him out on his social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that fun stuff. Honor and Conquer. Our second and newest sponsor is Carter Family Insurance from my man Seth Carter. He has been a big supporter of the show since day one, and I am super pumped to have him on as a sponsor. You know, we like to say that curiosity may have killed the cat, but it's also helped many, many people in Indiana and Ohio save money on their auto and home insurance. So if you happen to live in either one of those states, I know our podcast is based in Oregon, but hopefully we have listeners all over. So if you're in one of those two states and you're not a cat, go check out Seth Carter and Carter Family Insurance. You can find him on Facebook or his website, carterfamilyinsurance.com, all spelled out. A very quick and easy quote will have you done in a couple of minutes, and Seth can help you out with all your insurance needs. So once again, really pumped to have our second sponsor on board for the Stay Curious podcast in Carter Family Insurance. Today, we are bringing you the lovely, the talented, the beautiful, in my opinion, Sarah Bates. We had a summer discussion, if you will. We wanted to encapsulate summer, 4th of July. It was yesterday. It was 4th of July, rather. This is going to come out, you know, it'll come out a little bit later. But when you're listening to it, we were just in the mood and wanted to really try and capture it as best we could. So we had a good time doing it, and I hope you guys enjoy the show. And here she is, Mrs. Sarah Bates. And here we are. We have Miss Sarah Bates here.
Hello.
In the I shouldn't say in the. It's out of the studio. We're doing a special summer / 4th of July episode. So it seemed fitting to do it in the great outdoors in our backyard.
The greatest outdoors.
Yeah, we've got our extremely well manicured yard here, and. Yeah, it's just something really to be proud of. So it's a great setting for us to really,
talk about America.
Talk about America and summer and just capture the purest essence of what that is for us, you know? Mm-hmm. For some people, that's fishing in the Coeur d'Alene River, the cowboy boots on.
Not with
and just
cowboy boots have no traction.
Buying a Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Terrible.
Trucker hat.
God,
putting
damn
it on Instagram.
He did not.
God, you're a saint, Corey Valdez.
Fucker.
Thank you. Good, good American boy right there, Corey Valdez. Go give him a follow. Some kind of a dream. All right, he's not a sponsor. I just wanted to give him a shout out.
Yeah.
But seriously, though, we are going to do a summer episode, and we are going to try and stay on topic and talk about, you know, what summer has meant for us, mm-hmm. what it means for us now. And mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we don't have any watermelon here for snacks. I know, Sarah, you love watermelon.
That's one of my favorite fruits.
Yeah. It means technically a fruit. It's not one that people generally consider.
Why not?
A fruit? I don't know.
What else would it be considered?
I mean, when I say dessert. People, I mean me.
Oh.
Just because it's such like
a... collective people.
Right, the royal us.
Nope.
Because it's such like a limited fruit. Like you only eat watermelon in the summer.
Yeah, that's what... It's like Girl Scout cookies, but in the fruit world.
Yeah.
You have
I suppose.
That's single... What?
What do you like about it?
Well, just to list off a few, the taste.
Okay.
The texture, great color. Okay. Really simple design.
Simple design.
Yeah, it's very sleek looking. Okay. Yeah, when you cut off like the watermelon slice, that traditional triangle shape with the three colors, the red, the white, the green.
Red? It's more of a pink, right?
What about chartreuse? No, that's too
chartreuse
pink.
Chartreuse is definitely like a yellow green.
Damn it. I really think that should be a pink name.
Like chartreuse? In the
pink. Yeah, that's a great pink color name.
What about the zebra stripes on it? That's not very simple design.
No, I'm thinking more of like the
silhouette.
The slice, yeah.
Okay.
The design of it's very good.
Mm. Yeah, God did good on that one.
Okay, well, matter of opinion on
what
that.
What about the seeds? What's your feelings on the watermelon seeds?
I mean, nowadays, with genetic engineering, it's pretty much seedless.
But are you a fan of the seeds or are you not?
I like the aesthetic of them. Eating them was never my fave.
So you like GMO foods?
I mean, hey, if they're designed to perfection, I cannot deny perfection.
Okay, you're gonna have to be careful how loudly you say that in Portland, Oregon, because they're gonna come at us with their pitchforks.
They can't look at the grass. That means we're not genetic enhancing anything. It's patchy.
So you like spitting the seeds? That was like my favorite part of watermelon
was
eating.
Was it really?
Was just seeing how far you could spit the seeds.
No.
And of course, you know, spitting them at your friends and everything.
Yeah, that's definitely a boy thing. I just like the whole eating part.
Yeah, good. It's always been kind of middle of the road for me. I mean,
really?
That may sound, however that sounds, shocked. I don't really care. But yeah, the taste is... always been pretty mild.
What was your favorite fruit then? I mean, that's the nice, like the subtle.
All right, I'm
going
to give you some podcast feedback. All right, if you want people to hear, you got to hold that thing in your hand up to your mouth.
I want to drink that water.
You can drink it, but when you're talking, you hold it to your mouth.
How many mouths have been on this?
And the second tip, when you're drinking, don't hold it towards your mouth so you're not slurping into the mic.
I was trying to do both.
There we go. This is learning on the fly. This is good.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the drink.
Oh, right. Yeah. What is the drink?
What is it? It's Pellegrino with sweet cream syrup. What is that? I don't know what you put in it.
Wow, that was a perfect segue for you to just smash it and you totally fumble.
Yeah.
It's San Pellegrino, not Pellegrino. The fucking letters are right there on the bottle for you. It's San Pellegrino.
Why am I talking to you on this again?
It's San Pellegrino, natural sparkling mineral water, the fancy stuff from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've talked about this before, but here it is again, that you take some liquid stevia.
Oh.
So the liquid form that has a little dropper bottle.
Yep.
And I chose to get the vanilla cream flavor. Mm-hmm. I learned this trick from Ben Greenfield, who's a really cool guy. Go check him out. He's a famous dude. Just did a podcast with Aubrey Marcus, which was a lot of fun. Talking about dick hacking.
No.
Which sounds weird. It's not the cutting off of, but the enhancing of. Like
really?
Biohacking and with dicks. Anyway.
Not into it.
So you take the liquid stevia.
Mm-hmm.
And you put a quarter of a dropper full into a bottle, a little more if you have a bigger liter bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And it tastes damn near like cream soda. And it doesn't have any effective sugars or carbohydrates. And it's pretty delicious.
Yeah, I was thinking about that because I was listening to the NPRs about actually this Freakonomics. And they were talking about the sugar addiction in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if stevia counts in the sugar addiction that's taking on America.
Well, I'm obviously not an expert, but from the context of what I've heard,
because it's a natural sugar alternative.
It's not going to have the physiological effect of sugar in terms of turning into fat and storing it on your body.
Mm-hmm.
However, in terms of satiating your sugar craving. So
that's satiating. What does that word mean?
That means satisfying or that's really the best synonym is satisfying. But it has the same effect of when your brain craves sugar, when your body craves sugar, and you give it something sweet tasting, even if it doesn't effectively have the grams of carbohydrate in it, it still has the same effect.
Oh.
So, I mean, I guess it depends on how you look at that issue. Because you have to look at it more in the immediate of, you've got to get people to stop putting sugar in their faces, you know, real processed, whatever.
Yeah.
And then on the bigger scale, it's more of the mindset change. So in terms of getting your brain to stop having that, I need sugar, having that, I need sugar thought process, which is a much longer change for most people.
Yeah.
Because it takes consistency and time and discipline. Mm-hmm. So in the immediate, no, I don't think stevia has the same impact that normal sugar or,
but it has the same
processed sugar. But yeah, it has the same muscle, the brain muscle connection,
the trigger,
not muscle. I don't know the phrase I'm trying to use, but anyway, great. It has the same mental effect when you use it to drink something sweet,
like watermelon. If eating that is sweet, does it have the same effect?
Well, that's real sugar, because unless there's a stevia-infused watermelon that they've GMO'd.
Yuck, probably.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Sugar-free?
Yeah.
So watermelons, there we go. There used to be where I grew up, there was an organized run called the Watermelon Run that my dad would do, and I think I may have done it once, but I don't know. There's different distances with those things, you know.
Did you carry a watermelon?
No, you didn't do that. But they had a shit ton of watermelons at the finish, of course. But you also got this little watermelon trophy thing.
Oh, how cute!
It was like a little, you know, ceramic watermelon that was all painted up and whatever. Kid, you think I did anyway. I thought those chintzy little trophies were the shit.
Hell yeah, I still do.
They were so good.
I want one.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do I get one?
What do you want a trophy for?
Watermelon run. I want a tiny watermelon run trophy.
Well, you did. We got medals for the last run we did.
Yeah, but they're not shaped like a watermelon, nor are they a trophy.
It's a trophy that hangs from your neck.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's a really good point.
So, back to the intro. we don't have watermelons here to snack on, although watermelons are a pretty fun summer treat, regardless if you like the taste or not. They seem to be a pretty good staple. As a kid, what were some of your like
go-tos?
What is your like quintessential like childhood summer? What are some of the things that come to your mind first?
Goodness, quintessential summer. I mean, for me, I think instantly of going to Coeur d'Alene and Coeur d'Alene Lake.
I was going to say, you live there, so yeah, that was pretty easy to do.
That's probably where I go, yeah.
Okay.
So Coeur d'Alene Lake, because it's free. So
it's a beautiful lake.
Beautiful lake.
If you guys ever get a chance to go up there.
It's actually not even Coeur d'Alene Lake. It's Lake Coeur d'Alene. It's flipped around, so it sounds more luxurious.
Oh.
Yeah, but what was it? It was always just that, going to Coeur d'Alene Lake and just swimming, and you would do rock jumping, which I actually hated.
Yeah. Ugh. Because you don't like heights.
No, I don't. I would practice. It was kind of like when you're first starting to drink, you're like, okay, I'm going to drink three chugs of this beer, and then I'll take a break.
Right.
I can do it. And then correlate to swimming, like, okay, you can jump three times, and that's it. If you just do it three times, then you're done. You can hang out in the water, take a break.
Right.
You don't have to go and do a bunch.
You have to work up to it.
Yeah, just enough so it works. Not one so you don't look lame, but not a bunch because you hate it.
Where are these rock cliffs? Because I've been to
Jump off of Tubbs Hill. So there was one.
Oh, okay.
They called it Dickhead because it was shaped like a penis.
Uh-huh.
Very creative people in Coeur d'Alene when it comes to naming things. I think that was actually the only one.
Do you have any idea how high they were?
No.
Were there different heights?
There were different heights. There was another one that was like right off the beginning of the trail because Tubbs Hill was a mile and a half, 2 mile loop hill that's right off the, just on the edge of downtown Coeur d'Alene onto the lake. And there were a couple different spots where you could jump. Right in the beginning, there was one that was like three variations of height. Then frick. When I was...
Excuse me, savage language, people. I know. I'm trying to have a civilized...
I'm such good, a...
I'm trying to run a clean podcast here.
Yeah.
Anyway, next time. Yeah. Go ahead.
Next guest. But there was... I remember I was with my friends Katrina and Piper, and Katrina would always do like the intense jump. She was like fearless. She did pole vault, so she was really into just like heights, and she was actually really great at it.
Mm-hmm.
She went to college for it as well, but Piper and I were garbage at it.
Yeah.
So we were practicing like off the small, off the bigger, off the largest.
Mm-hmm.
And the small one, of course, I was nervous on both of those. And Katrina said, she was like, all right, come on, just do it on the high one. I was like, all right, I'm going to go. So I jump, and I was jumping. I slowly moved forward.
Oh, no.
And I mean, it was probably, what, like 15 feet in the air?
Sure.
But I just slapped.
It's still a good distance.
Yeah, belly first.
To land on your stomach.
And I came up, and I had like, it knocked the wind out of me. Mm-hmm. And I was just freaking out, like, I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And Katrina is just like, are you okay? I'm coming. And she jumped after me. Piper is laughing her ass off, just like up there pointing, just fucking dying. I was just like, such a dick.
How old were you when this was happening?
16.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it wasn't.
Well, when I said kids, I meant like.
I know, but it led into.
Yeah, let's have you shift
I'm
over.
Molting.
You're gonna
here,
have
I'll
to
just
help,
lean this
though.
Way. It's okay. Are you getting hot?
No, but we're going to just do this.
Okay.
There we go.
But then bring it back.
Solar power's getting to us, folks.
Ugh,
okay.
Natural.
There we go.
But that was one of the things that people would always do that I didn't have the guts to until I was 16, because as a kid, I just didn't want to.
Mm.
And that's where my cliff jumping ended as well.
Yeah.
So
we had some, I did some rock jumping as well in the summer.
In Indiana, where's their water?
Oh, I mean, there's lakes everywhere and rivers, just like in Idaho.
Nah.
You guys can't see my facial expression, but just like in Idaho.
Nope. Different. Just because they're both I states doesn't mean one, they both have water.
So Indiana, there's a lot of coal mining, both past and present. So there was this section of old coal mine, the stripper pits that we would go back
stripper
to.
Stripper pits?
Yeah. Because they were stripped out.
Oh.
Yeah, there weren't just a bunch of
strippers and
exotic dancers down there.
Eugh.
Right. so... We would go back. This was behind the cemetery, so you had to go run a trail like along the cemetery and then down and back. And I want to say it was called the Snake Pit, but I am only saying that because
that's not the name.
I can't remember what the hell they were called, but there were a lot of fucking snakes in there, which was really weird. I never got bit by one. Nobody.
What kind of snakes were they?
I don't know. Big ones. Mm. Poisonous ones.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Snakes are fucking terrible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, gardener snakes are just normal snakes that don't do anything.
No, these were copperheads, love. These are big snakes that swam in the water.
Yuck!
Yeah.
Eek.
Yeah.
Ugh, no thanks.
But anyway, so there was like the...
You went in that water?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yep. Water's pretty gross. Brackish water, like, it's not really... No. It's not free-flowing. It's just sands, so it gets pretty...
That's stagnant.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
But... There was when you first went back there, there was the area kind of where everyone hung out. And then there was a couple jumps there that were a little bit smaller, like 15 to 25 feet. I mean, not terribly high. That's for like people who
depending
just wanted
who,
to try it out and like, sounds like much like yourself. You know? Not into cliff jumping really.
Nope.
And then there were some sections off to the right that were much higher. They were... I would say every bit of 50 feet, if not closer to 60.
That sounds dangerous.
And you had to, it was very stupid. Looking back on it, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't do that now if I went back there. Oh yeah. But you had to, so the cliff like went out as it got closer to the water.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to run full speed and jump, and you had to jump forward and not off to one side because there was, I don't know if it was
rocks.
Logs or something.
Yeah. So who died doing that?
No one died that I knew of. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. In fact, no one that I knew even got hurt, surprisingly.
Wow.
But yeah, that's a pretty long jump. And it's one of those things that once you hit the water and you're safe, you're the back of your mind, you're like, I don't want to do that again. But
But you do it again.
Yeah, as a kid, you end up doing it again.
That sounds awful.
So that's about the extent, really. I mean, jumped off some smaller stuff like at the Narrows out here in Oregon, but that's not really that high.
I know, but that picture I took of you, I remember you jumped off it, and there was a lot more hang time than you expected.
Was it?
Yeah, because I remember you jumped off one of the cliffs at the Narrows. It was probably, what, like 10, 12 feet?
Right. Was that the one where I was going for my vertical PR? That might have been why. I really was down into squat position, and I had the arm swing.
Yeah, you had the arms out, and then about halfway through, your arms started to spin.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wait.
Well, that's just style points, love. Oh. That's got...
Yeah, you didn't get those points. Weird.
So, yeah, cliff jumping.
So, is that where you always went to go in the summer, like, for water? Were there actually other places that you went?
No, there was other lakes and stuff. But, you know, when you're bored and you just got nothing better to do.
Yeah.
So, you want to go hang out with friends and...
Mm-hmm. Did you guys drink and do that at the same time or no?
I'm sure people did. I don't think I did.
Yeah, that's probably good.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't start drinking until a little bit later, you know.
What is
14?
Jesus.
Eighth grade.
That
roughly,
is so young.
Going into...
What are you doing?
Freshman year.
Stop it. You're being weird.
Also the summertime, though, when I started doing that.
Of course.
Nope. Not working.
No? Okay.
No. Yeah, that was pretty bad. I've told you that story, I think, right?
Was that when you pedaled over to your friends and you just got housed?
I told my parents I was biking into town with my friend because I lived 7 miles outside of the nearest town. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't drive, so we pedaled our bikes in, and I just said I was going to go do that. And ended up going to this house party and didn't come home.
Who has a house party at 14?
Well, there was older kids having a party, okay. I'm sure.
No.
Didn't come home, didn't tell my parents where I was, ended up getting really drunk. Pretty sure that's the first and only time I've puked, which is not really much of a brag, despite how that sounded. And my parents found me the next morning at somebody's house, and I was grounded for a while after that.
Fucking pissed.
And looking back on that situation, I would be livid if my kid did that.
Oh,
just
because
you have no idea what the situation is as a parent. I mean, I would be pretty pissed at Sarah if she did that to me right now.
What,
being totally honest.
I'm going to just bike into town. It's fine. Just hang out with my friends. It's no big deal. We live in town, but I'll bike more into town.
So, I didn't drink and I wasn't into drinking and doing stupid stuff. Yeah. You know, just like at parties and things, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that mainly a summer thing you did? Was just like drink in the summer? Woo! As a kid?
Not
child.
Necessarily. I mean, I don't know. Hmm. I don't keep track of it. I probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
What was your ultimate summer memory that you have?
So for you, it was, you kind of started on that it was swimming and jumping off of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it mainly just...
Lake Coeur d'Alene.
Just deals with being outside and camping and being on the St. Joe and fishing with my dad. That's definitely...
Where is that?
St. Joe, it's mainly Montana. Does it go into Idaho? St. Joe, for some reason, I can't remember. But it's a river that's right in like western Montana that we would go drive to and go fishing on. It's just a beautiful, big, wide river. It's awesome.
Right.
So
is that where Brad Pitt did The River Runs Through It?
Yes, it is actually.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
It sounds like it from your description.
I know. It's where is The River Runs Through It based
out
of? The trees don't look like Montana or Idaho in the pictures. And by pictures, I mean moving pictures
right.
like the movie.
Yeah.
I'm garbage at this.
No, you're not. You're doing just fine.
Okay, great.
So being outside, camping, fly fishing, which we still need to do.
I know.
Because I've never done it, but Sarah has, and that'd be a cool thing to learn.
I know. I asked Dad, because I just talked to him earlier, and I asked him if we could go when I'm home.
Yeah.
He got... Dad. I was talking to him. He's like, yeah, so I got an updated map of the St. Joe. And I said, oh, that's probably a good idea. I mean, there's probably been a few changes. I'm thinking his map is, you know, 2-3 years old. And I was like, oh, okay. How old is the map that you're going to update? He goes, oh, it's from 1988. Like, great, Dad. Yeah, yeah, that's, you know, I'd say in the past, what, 20 years? There's probably been a change or two to that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a, I'm not any sort of a geologist or a riverologist, but
yeah, riverologist.
Rivers tend to change shape and
yeah,
and whatnot over time.
I know, so it made
you know
me
the
laugh.
Grand Canyon and all.
No, nah, it's the same.
Okay,
yeah, that hasn't changed. That's the same.
Well, that's good. I'm glad he got an updated map.
Me too.
It's and you're gonna what's that? A couple weeks? 3 weeks?
Friday, Saturday.
1 week.
Yeah, less than a week. But yeah, well. Do that, and he keeps talking about the lookout that we have at the
really?
End of July. Yeah, it's called Arid Peak.
Okay.
And he goes, have you
a lot of green up there, I'm assuming?
No. Yeah, I mean, it's outside of Wallace. It's actually a little outside of Wallace.
Okay.
But he just keeps mentioning, he's like, have you looked at the road that to get there? And mm-hmm. I was like, No, I typically never do. He's like, have you talked to the ranger station about it? I was like, nah, I typically don't.
He right.
Goes, well, we're going to go because I don't.
He's checked up on it already?
Yeah, he's been checking up on it. He's like, we're going to see what that road looks like because it doesn't look good.
We can just borrow the Tundra if we need to.
I know, right? And he's like, and then, yeah, we're going to do a little walk up to it because that doesn't look too good either. I was like, okay.
He's just being a protective dad.
I know. It's so cute. I love him. He's so good. He's like a good classic outdoors dad.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's part of your summer, too.
Yeah. Always, yeah. Here's some extra ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Lots of guns up there.
Always. You got to be prepared.
When did you start shooting?
Oh, God. When I was like 5.
Yeah.
There's a picture, actually. I think I'm 3. Rachel's 5.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, where Dad is holding Rachel, holding the pistol, and I'm behind with my mittens and my, like, snowsuit just covering my ears watching.
Yeah, the NRA would kill to have that for their some
oh
of their
my
content.
God, they would love it, yeah.
Pun just intended.
Bunch of white people taking, yeah, photo holding guns. I know, I took apart, I think, my first gun at, like, 7,
mm-hmm.
and I found out, actually, a faster and more efficient way to do it than my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
At 7 years old?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. He was really impressed. I was like, well, Dad, why don't you just do this? And he was, I don't know. I didn't think of that. It's like, well, yeah, it's this easy, Dad.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know if we'll be able to pick it up, but our cat, Efi, is inside the screen door and meowing, pushing her head against the door because she wants to come out. But if we could trust her not to run out of the yard, we would absolutely do it, but
yeah, she gets stuck in the
she gets curious. And
oh, I get it. Like
there you
stay
go.
Curious.
Yeah,
yeah,
like the show we're doing.
Got it. What if we put her on the leash and just like had her hang out? Do you think she'd do that or do you think she'd pull?
I mean, you can try it. I'll keep the I'll keep the ship afloat while you
keep
organize
it afloat.
That.
Oh no.
Do I put it down?
Yeah, just set it down. Just yeah, there you go. I got it. Yeah, Coeur d'Alene's a cool place. Sarah's dad is very cool. I don't think I've shared this on the show before, but speaking of taking apart guns, one of the first times I was there, I think it was the first, I don't know if he was giving Sarah her guns to bring home or something, but part of his refresher course was to have Sarah take the gun apart and then put it back together to make sure she was fully up to speed on how to do that. So I think this was the we got there at night. This was the next morning. So we just wake up, had some coffee. The three of us are sitting at the table. So he does it, slides the gun over to Sarah. She takes it apart, puts it back together. No problem. And then he slides it over to me. He's like, okay, You're gonna be in the house too. You need to know how to do this. And I had never done that before, just watching them do it.
Yeah, perfect dad.
Please don't let her do that.
Come on.
And
oh no. Oh no. Let's make this cord go long. Can we multitask?
No. Okay. Don't do that because you're not going to stay focused.
All right.
I'm doing that.
I know.
Anyway, I had to take the gun apart and put it back together, which I did, and it was fine. But one of the more interesting.
That's how you have coffee in Idaho.
Dating ritual type things.
Yeah.
Courting.
Yeah. I don't know about. I just don't know.
Courting activities.
Dating
in his
experience.
Mind, it was.
No, that's just a requirement.
Oh, that was a test for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I passed.
Yeah, you did.
So anyway, all the fun Idaho
things. He's still here right now.
Yes.
Yay.
He is in me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But.
Yeah. What do we do in summer?
Hiking. I mean, you do that.
No. For me.
Okay.
What did I do as a kid?
I don't know.
I mean, being outside, obviously, I think that's most kids, but,
what'd you do on your property?
Having the sprinkler out, we didn't have a pool. So, you know, I'm sure my parents bought some of those shitty little plastic pools or something.
Oh,
every
yeah.
now and again that
God,
I would
those,
play in.
The water was like
slip and
ice
slide.
Cold.
We had a slip and slide.
Oh, did you? Did
I think for a while. Yeah.
Those things seem tough.
What else did I do? Fireworks. You know, I,
yeah. Did they scare your dogs?
I don't know. I mean, didn't think about that. I thought about having fun with the fireworks.
Yeah, that's true. Do you ever blow your hand off or something?
I got close. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I was at a friend's house, I had a pack of those black cats that just like blow up. There's like 20 of them tied together and you just light the fuse.
Oh,
and
they go,
throw it. Yeah. Well, the fuse was too short or I held on to it too long and it wasn't that far out of my hand that it exploded. And I think I just busted it, my finger open a little bit. But anyway.
Yeah, those things are stupid.
Yeah, fireworks are very dumb.
Yeah.
I think it's a very weird tradition that we do that.
Yeah. There was a, again, when I was listening to NPR, they were having kind of...
What was your favorite kind of firework, though?
Honestly, sparklers.
Oh, man.
I like them. I think they're just creative.
Yeah?
You can play with them. They're interactive fireworks.
I made a sparkler joke in class today.
Oh, really?
When we were starting.
What was it?
I asked if anyone brought any sparklers. Nope. We could just light them along the way.
Yeah. Oh, just like...
Yeah. So this is definitely a bad idea because the cat, like I said, is getting out of the leash and she's trying to pull away. And now she's going to have to go inside. Yep, she's done. She just ate a fuck ton of grass. She's gonna go inside and barf it up. Oh, the joy of cat ownership. So much fun.
Well, we tried.
We did try. Yeah, fireworks. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I'm like an overly patriotic Americana kind of person necessarily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Mike Brenner, he was like, he was
super
just
into
all
Fourth
about
July.
It. Fourth of July was his favorite.
What did he
still
love
is
about
and,
it?
I don't know. I mean, I can't, I don't know that he ever articulated, you know, to its fullest capacity, like what that was for him. So I don't know. I wasn't in his mind, but being from Maryland and close to the capital, I don't know if that's Baltimore. I guess that's not terribly close, but. Closer than Indiana.
Yeah, that's true. Closer than Idaho.
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of...
But some people are just... They are all about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of neat. You know, this is what...
The popsicles.
The rocket popsicles.
Yeah, the rocket, rocket pops.
Red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Those were good.
That's definitely a part of summer.
Ooh, we should bring those to the barbecue.
What was the middle flavor? It was like
Pina colada?
No, it was lemon. Middle flavor is lemon.
Lemon.
Top flavor is blue. No.
Top flavor is cherry.
Top one's red.
Cherry, lemon.
Red, white, blue.
Yep.
And then the blue is raspberry.
Mm-hmm. Which doesn't make sense. Why didn't they make it like a blue flavor?
I don't know why. Because there's already too many other red berries. So they just totally marginalized blueberries and made raspberries blue.
Yeah, they did.
Nobody ever talks about that. The experience of the raspberry in American
being
food culture.
Being misunderstood.
That's right.
I mean, if anything, it's just a processed berry. It's a made-up berry. There's no such thing as a blue raspberry.
There's not. There is such thing as a raspberry, though, and it's definitely not blue, which is the point.
Yeah. Well, if we were Swiss, we'd have a... There it goes. Oh, no.
Right on the carpet that she just cleaned.
God damn
well,
it.
I got to say, Sarah, that's what you get. We're watching our cat spasm and now barf grass. Okay, there's like a limit on how many times you can leave the podcast.
Fine. I'm
It's going to drive you nuts if you don't clean it up.
No, I'll wait. It's going to be there regardless.
Yeah. So Rocket Pops, those were definitely fun.
Yep. Choco Tacos, do you remember those?
I was never into those, no.
Really?
No. So I think so far what we've covered in terms of what summer, what we remember about summer, it's some sort of food.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I had a summer food, really, aside from the ice cream or the, I guess, whatever those are. Ice pops.
The Rocket Pops, yeah.
For you, it was watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But food, I don't know, like, real food, I didn't have any necessarily favorites.
I mean, your dad did grilling and stuff, but you didn't exactly, that wasn't a favorite for you.
Yeah, but if I think about summer, think about it that way.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, one of the things I always remember with summer is, like, it's fucking hot and we didn't have air conditioning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nowhere did. I mean, not until high school when my mom and Gary moved into a newer house that we had air conditioning. But other than that...
How good was that first
dude,
time?
It was unreal. Because I just remember at the Birch house where I grew up, my sister and I shared the room upstairs, which is just like open floor space.
Right.
Fuck,
like
was
the last
it
place
hot.
We were at.
Yep, exactly like that. We had our bunk beds were split into two twin beds. Yeah, and it was just fucking hot. I'll never forget, I was sleeping, it was hot. We had a fan going, and I woke up, something was crawling on my face, and it was a big ant, one of those big carpenter ants that was on my face. I was like, bah! I quit. Yeah. Nope, I quit this heat. Too much.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm surprised that, I mean, Idaho's in the Pacific Northwest, obviously, but it's still pretty hot there. So I'm surprised that air conditioning wasn't as much of a thing.
Yeah, my dad said it's going to be pushing 100 for the rest of the week there.
Yeah, because it was definitely a pretty normal thing in Indiana. Mm-hmm. I don't think we had it when I first was growing up. Our house had just like a central fan or whatever. So it was like part of the way into us living there that my dad got a central air unit.
Mm-hmm. Did he put it in himself? That seems hard.
I don't think so. I don't think he did that. He did most things he did, but I don't think that was one of them.
Yeah.
I think we had a specialist come and do that.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that the other day of like all the adult things your parents did when you were a kid. And you're like, oh, thanks, going on. And thinking about now, like, a lot of this stuff was probably really damn hard to do.
Like, what do you mean, adult things?
Like, getting an air conditioning unit and, like, setting it up or figuring it out or fixing something that's broken.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just things that you have to do when you're an adult or a parent.
It's hard. I mean, we do those things, though.
I know. They're hard.
She's back for seconds.
No, I can see it from here.
Okay, go clean it up.
Nope, I'll wait. Come on, we're doing this.
Nope. Go do it, because you're not going to be into it.
I'm into it.
It's okay. I'll keep going. What else? What would I think more summer is about for me, more so as an adult now? Well, I guess let me touch on what the differences are for summer between, Sarah brought up kind of a good segue between where we used to live and where we live now. So for me, it was Indiana, southwestern Indiana. And for where I am now, Portland, Oregon, Indiana is very hot and humid. And the temperature changes are very, very vast. Yeah, so they change, weather changes a lot. But it's also... I mean, like I said, super humid, so there's really no escaping the heat. And here in Portland, it's I mean, we didn't even start getting sun until like the beginning of June. So there's
even that, not really.
I mean, granted, it was a little longer winter, but you know, 8 fucking months of gray and rain and not warmer than 55 degrees, which for people who live here, they love
still
that
sucks.
Shit, but
not really.
Well, I mean, I'm talking like lifelong Portlanders.
Oh, yeah. They've learned.
So now, like this whole week, it's been 80 maybe during the day. Little bit of a breeze, so you feel the warmth of the sun. The breeze is still a little cool. And then at night, it's down to like 55, whatever. Yeah. And it's like light sweatshirt weather in the morning. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is fucking ideal in my mind.
Yeah.
It's pretty perfect. So, the summers are like what people put up with the winter, the fall and winter and spring for to get to the summer because it's just that good.
Yeah, it is.
And being my third, fourth?
Mm-hmm. You moved here
third summer.
You moved here summer, like July.
Yeah, so being my third summer, July. This is, yeah, I can attest at least for three consecutive years that it's pretty worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Because even on those days where it's 100, yes, it's hot, but there's few and far between, and there's not really that much humidity, which you've experienced that. You just can't escape it. Like I said, you step into the outdoors, and you're just instantly sweating, and you just stay wet the whole time.
Yuck.
So that's the difference in terms of like that's what I think about in terms of differences for summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I was segueing to is as an adult now, like how do I think about summer?
Mm-hmm.
And more so as an adult, like it's been a time to really get like maximum physical training in, like fitness stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's been a time to really push that, whether that's running or biking or whatever else people like to do outside. Yeah.
Bicep curls.
Yeah, sure. Yep. It's just been a time to really make the most of that. I mean, you kind of let the cat out of the bag here. Man. For us lately, we've been hiking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not this year. We haven't gone on a single hike together.
Mm-mm.
But the last 2 years,
we've done a lot of hiking.
And then, you know, whatever else, I've been riding my motorcycle a little bit more since I got one. And
then was over that, so you just got rid of it.
Yeah, yeah. I think of it as a time to really increase the activity and
just be outside
and soak up the sunshine because we don't get as much of it here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But also, like, as a kid, when I think about summer, it was like your time to just like really let loose because you don't have school and it's like you don't have responsibilities, so you can just be free and go do crazy shit or whatever it is you wanted to do. And I think that, I don't know, I think that that definition of like really pushing the envelope, because I think we all still want to do that. Even as we grow and mature and move through life, we still want to express ourselves and kind of, step outside
should.
Of the boundaries, because I think we all need that on a human level to be able to have our outlets.
Mm-hmm.
But the definition of what that is kind of changes over time.
Yeah, I'd say so.
You know, because as a kid, it's cliff jumping or going to a house party or, you know, whatever other crazy things that you would do as a kid.
Yeah, I didn't do that many crazy things.
Yeah.
I actually had to do in the summer. My mom was a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So we had homework.
Yeah.
So she would take the plastic Easter eggs. Of course, she saved them every year. And she would put math problems in them. And we would pull a certain amount of eggs and have to do the math problems. And we would have to spend a certain amount of time reading. And every summer she would have us do a report.
Wow.
So we'd practice doing those things. And one summer I learned how to write a check and do all like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, which you still do to this day.
Yep.
And you prefer paper checks.
Yep. Can't trust the internet. Bitcoin is going to be stolen. Paper money. Is paper. All right. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so that's like, there wasn't always absolute freedom. I always thought you always had to be reading something and you always had to be learning something still.
Sure. I guess I didn't even, not having a teacher as a parent, I didn't consider that.
Mm-hmm.
In the non-school time, they were still interested in educating you, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I thought course, it was actually, I mean, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good idea. I didn't like, I don't know if enjoyed is the right word, but I didn't hate it. It mm-hmm. was fine. And then when you got everything done, you got to choose a little shitty toy. It's like a plastic thing that those men
like
that
out of the treasure chest at the dentist office.
Yep.
Oh, I had that. I had an awesome dentist who had like an old school wooden chest.
Oh, really?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Wow.
It was so cool. And it was filled with all that chintzy shit in there.
But it was
my
awesome,
favorite
right?
toy was the whistle thing that you would like put in your mouth, and as you blew into it, it, mm-hmm. it like spun up faster and faster. So
oh.
this,
I don't think go I back know down. That one. That's cool.
Oh, man. That was my favorite.
God, I bet your parents hated that.
Probably. But,
neat, though.
Yeah.
That's a good
toy. I bypassed all the stickers and shit. Nobody wanted the stickers.
No.
There was all the other stuff
like
in there.
Stupid. No. Do you remember the army guy with the parachute?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if I had that. I don't remember. I just remember the whistle thing, pretty much.
Yeah, that was probably awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my mom had one of those for us. And
Dr. Hart.
Stickers were definitely a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were some mystery ones, which were eggs with stickers in them.
Yep. Egg's a good housing device, as your mom found out.
It was a great idea.
Put lots of things in an egg.
Yeah. Math problems or stickers. I can't remember anything else that was in it, but still. Yeah. That's the main thing I remember.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess to like fully complete my thought, it's, you know, as a kid, you want to just go out and do something edgy and exciting.
Mm-hmm.
and as an adult, you still want to do that in some way. So for me, I love motorcycling. So mm-hmm. I like to go out and explore new areas that I've never been in
mm-hmm.
and really and do that.
You do. Yeah.
So as an adult now, it's summertime. You're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
What would be, like, if you could craft your ideal summer day, finding Buck Lake, aside from that.
Oh, my God. Fuck. Forever.
If anyone even listens to this, and you happen to know how to get to Buck Lake,
please tell me.
Please email the show at staycuriouspodcast@gmail.com.
Like, come to our address. It is.
Yeah, just go ahead and shoot us over some inside tips. Because
I cannot find that fucking lake, and it is infuriating.
Yeah.
I hate it.
So you've looked it up on Google before, though.
I've looked it up on Google.
Have you looked it up anywhere else?
No.
Like, what if it's Google map, just fucking
Waze,
with you? What if there's
yeah,
not
Google
even a
Maps,
lake there?
Waze, God damn it, I would be so pissed. I think I've seen it on like an Instagram once, though.
Mm. Yeah, but how do you know it's that?
I don't.
It could be any lake.
You're right. I fucking don't. Some asshole just like misnamed
the
lake.
They're in
forever.
On the Google conspiracy.
Yeah. God, bastard. This is why you don't trust the internet.
Mm, yeah.
Could use just paper
checks.
Maps. Yeah.
Paper That's checks, what I told you.
I know.
Get a
good old map.
Tangible map of Mount Hood National Forest.
I know. I need to go to a ranger station. Get one.
Take your dad's advice.
Yeah. Get a new one. Mm-hmm. It was probably a lake in 1988. Now it's just not.
Not. So what would your ideal summer day be?
Now?
Yeah.
I mean, similar but different. I'd probably just, you know, I'd like to wake up earlier, go for a little run, mm-hmm. just get some sort of sweat going, and then go with, you know, a group of people and find a lake or a river and just kick it for a day.
Mm.
I just really enjoy that. Just hanging out, bring a charcuterie board. Not
yeah,
really.
Processed meat.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. It's a carcinogen.
It is.
We
found out. World Health Organization. It's a class 1 carcinogen. Mm-hmm. It's not good.
Not good. So don't bring those. But, I mean, I like that. Like hanging out by a river, drinking some beers.
Mm.
Just shooting.
Got your cold
shit.
Beers and your koozies.
Fuck yeah.
You love those damn koozies.
I love them. I still use my dad's.
I know you do.
Miller High Life from the 80s. Probably when he got that St. Joe map.
Yeah.
It floats. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, go to a barbecue in the afternoon, call it a day.
Mm.
Super lazy, but it's awesome. It's so much fun.
Yeah, what do you like about it?
I just enjoy not being necessarily in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Like being out, but then being with your friends so you can just like shoot the shit and have mm-hmm. fun.
Yeah.
You don't have to always like interact with them the whole time, but
right.
it's just a good way to get to know someone. That's actually how I got to know Heather.
Yeah.
Was out on one of the rivers. Which one was it? I don't remember.
We need to hit up Casey.
Oh,
speaking
yeah.
of, we can plan our group camping trip and he
yeah.
can be my shaman.
He will always
for
be
mushrooms.
A shaman, yeah. Your shrooman. Mm-hmm. Nope. Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah. God, I'm awful at those. Playing words, puns.
You try. You want to be good, though.
I do. But I'm not.
I'll have to make some eggs and put puns in them so you
oh
can study.
Oh, my God, that I can practice.
Yeah.
Give me a situation and what's the pun.
Uh-huh.
I might be okay at that. Probably not, but I might be. But, yeah, just kind of doing that and kicking it, pedaling around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just no real plan.
But being more... Well, I guess you said being active in the morning, but mm-hmm. during the day with people, just mm-hmm. more leisure, not necessarily like getting a group together and going like stand up paddle boarding or mountain biking or
no, because
more of a just a
hang
relax. Up. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I mean, paddle boarding would be fun,
mm-hmm.
but honestly, I've never enjoyed mountain biking. It's just really anxiety producing.
Yeah.
Kind of intense.
It is.
And
but like, my point is like accomplishing something, like
yeah.
going and having a task at hand.
Nah.
No.
No. Nah. The task is just to, you know.
Yeah, I think that's where you and I differ, which is fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I totally see the appeal of having a group of people out in nature.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, being with your friends is awesome. Nature is awesome. The two mm-hmm. together.
Awesome.
It's, yeah, pretty yeah. much a no-brainer. But I think that, yeah, just to sit around. For me, is not
you're,
as
you're not a sit around
not as appealing.
Type of guy.
I like to be able to go do something and check a box and grow and learn and about people that way
mm-hmm.
because it's you know it may be in a different light but or a different through a different manner
mm-hmm.
of getting to know them. But
yeah, you learn about someone in a different
yeah.
way.
I mean, even if I were to be riding a motorcycle with someone and we went on a 4-hour ride. You know,
mm-hmm.
and during the time of us riding, there would be no,
mm-mm.
the only language is us following each other and,
yeah.
you know, how we ride. And
mm-hmm.
even that in itself, although
different.
It may not sound like you pick up.
Well, I think you would have to in that mm-hmm. sense to
you
ride
can understand,
with someone. Yeah.
yeah, you can understand their personality and their style a little bit.
Yeah.
Just from observing that. Similar to running or, you know, whatever other activity. That you may like to do.
Yeah, I mean, Maddie and I would go on bike rides together.
Mm-hmm.
It was a while ago, but we used to pedal together, like go out and do out past Kelly Point and on, along the spring water and stuff.
Yeah.
Then we'd stop in St. John's and get like some lunch or something. But I mean, we talked and we didn't talk. It was kind of a mixed bag. So I understand it.
Yeah.
Just different.
Yeah.
We're lazier now, I guess. No, she's
yeah,
still.
Maybe.
Like, yeah, I guess we just haven't talked about it.
Right.
But anyway, that's who we're going to go see later.
It is.
Yeah.
So your
Barbecue.
Ideal day is getting up early, uh-huh. getting shit done, you know, via a run or an exercise.
Yeah, getting the sweat out.
And then going, getting away from mm-hmm. civilization.
Yeah,
with
definitely.
Some friends and just hanging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so fun.
Mm.
Yeah, I really like that.
Bring in some watermelons.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be delicious. Delicious.
That would be good.
Yeah. Would you want to join? No.
If it were my ideal day, no.
Okay.
What's
your ideal day?
Because I'd wanna do something.
What would you want to do on your ideal day?
That is a good question. What would I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's tough because there's a lot of fun things.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I've kind of already shown my hand. I would still want to go on some epic motorcycle ride
mm-hmm.
with a group of people. Granted,
yeah.
I don't have any friends.
What about
I know
Nate?
That. Okay.
He doesn't have a motorcycle
Sorry, Nate.
Here.
Yeah. No, he does.
Okay.
So Nate and I, we've just never ridden together.
Yeah.
I guess I should say it that way.
Nate, go ride with him.
Well.
Please.
I've got to wait till I can.
Oh, wait. He doesn't have a motorcycle anymore.
Yeah.
Got to wait.
I crashed my motorcycle. I'm totally fine. It's totally not. But I can get I can get a new one. So yep. That's the important thing.
Yep.
Working on it now. It would have to be that and just go explore somewhere new.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
Where
even
do you want to go explore.
I don't know. I was just thinking about that. Somewhere I haven't been.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere maybe a little further.
North or south?
Like a Bend type trip.
Yeah.
Or
I still think you would like the Painted Hills. I mean, they're cool.
Mm-hmm.
They're different.
I was just trying to think if there's a way to like loop in, make it a multi-day trip where you can like stay overnight.
Why not? It's your ideal day.
Well, I'm thinking about like, yeah, I'm living in fantasy land, but I'm thinking about like how to carry gear because the bike I would have doesn't really have capacity for that. But anyway, so I suppose I'd also want to get up and do something
mm-hmm.
early, active, since being on the bike can be active, more so in a race situation, but touring,
yeah.
Not necessarily. And then just go hit some corners, find some hills,
mm-hmm.
and go explore. That's great for me
mm-hmm.
to be able to be in a new place. I think doing it on a motorcycle is my purest form of it, my most enjoyable. But even if it's just running or bicycling or whatever, like
yeah.
going into new territory and navigating that,
mm-hmm.
I think that's one of our oldest pastimes, actually, as humans. Maybe not a pastime necessarily, but it gives us a sense of satisfaction to be able mm-hmm. to do that.
Yeah.
And
to accomplish
and
that.
Find our way through mm-hmm. somewhere new.
Waha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stand-up paddleboarding sounds fun, though. I mean, there's a lot in the gorge, you know, do some mm-hmm. windsurfing. Kind of get up early and spend a day in Hood River windsurfing.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That sounds learning how to do it and then go testing it out in the actual open water.
Yeah, it sounds exhausting. Ooh.
Yeah, it's sore. Doable, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is.
You see all those silver foxes out there still doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. crushing it. Well, that's what they can do every day.
Right.
Is kind of awesome. That's retirement, I guess. You're back in the summer forever.
Yeah. We should bring those rocket pops. We'll have to stop by somewhere to bring them to the...
I bet they would be stoked.
The thing.
Yeah. Maddie and Derek
We're going
would
to a barbecue
amped.
Later.
Yeah. Most American thing to bring.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the most American thing to bring to a barbecue?
Oh, man. I don't know. I mean, on the surface, I want to say something like Budweiser, but that's a German beer, so I know most God-fearing Americans don't think of it that way, but...
Yeah. Keystone Light?
Anheuser-Busch.
Keystone's pretty American.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a beer drinker, so I wouldn't bring beer.
Yeah. What would be the most American food you would bring?
I mean, it's got to be like Twinkie. Hot dogs or hamburgers or something. Twinkie?
Yeah.
No.
That's probably not. That's space food.
Twinkies are not. I don't know if anyone thinks of Twinkies as summer food, love.
No, but I thought it was like American food. I'm trying to think of like the
God,
most.
God, I hope that's not part of our legacy.
I mean, it probably kind of is.
You think?
Yeah, I do. I think it's definitely, if there is a like a space or a time capsule buried, Twinkies in it.
Quick, what's a German? What German food do you think of instantaneously?
German chocolate cake.
German chocolate cake. That's, okay, you sure you want to go back?
No, I'd like to try again.
Okay,
but it
go
schnitzel.
She's trying to say schnitzel.
Yeah, schnitzel.
I was thinking those gummy bears, either schnitzel or the gummy bears. Those Haribo.
Yeah,
gummy
but
bears.
Those are American, aren't they?
No, that's a German.
Legit.
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I hope Twinkies are not an American legacy. Yeah, I don't know what I'd bring.
Hmm.
Probably a nice kale quinoa salad chopped with a nice reduction.
Softly
balsamic.
Massaged with balsamic, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Parmesan on there.
Yeah.
Right? No?
Not you Parmesan. Maybe some feta.
Oh, feta would be good. I'd be into that.
Yeah.
What is it? Apple pie. Cherry pie.
Ooh, yeah. That's good. That's true.
That's a classic American.
Apple pie is about...
Which is more American, apple or cherry?
Definitely apple.
Really?
Don't know why.
Yeah, why?
Mm-hmm. I haven't figured that out.
Nah. Just try and eat it. Uh-huh. What time is it? How long have we been doing this for?
Oh, man. I'm sorry, folks. Her attention span's not... We're almost to an hour.
Okay, great.
All right? You can hang in there for a little bit longer.
Oh, okay. Well, how much is a little bit?
I don't know. 5-10 minutes,
yep,
love.
I can do it.
Okay. Excellent. We got to wrap this up. We can't just stop.
Oh, okay.
Without...
Where?
Have you ever listened to a podcast before?
Not all of it. Most of it. I fast forward.
Okay.
Cherry pie. Nope. Apple pie. American.
Apple. I think apple pie is the most American thing you could bring.
Yeah. Classic American meal.
Bacon wrapped steak.
Ooh.
Man, that's pretty American.
Why isn't that served more often?
Yeah.
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's bacon wrapped scallops, but that's not very American. Surf and turf?
Yeah. You don't really see that at a barbecue, though.
No.
No. That's a little too fancy. People don't want to throw down cash.
Yeah. What about...
I mean, that's like kind of the... Isn't it, though? That's part of the essence of a summer barbecue. It's like it's low-key. It's cash. Like,
nope. Yep.
You know, you're just wearing your shorts and your fucking fancy button or your fun button-down shirt and your flip-flops. And you don't have to be all staunch and...
Mm-mm. No, you don't have to be
neat and tidy like you are at the office 5 days a week.
Yeah. Yeah, that is kind of the nice thing. You can just be.
Yeah.
The lazier look,
you get to
look,
show your personality. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You drink beer and you just think about all
good
the fun
times.
Things you want to think about.
You just get to talk whatever bullshit you want and it's fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Oh, she's back.
No.
Oh,
this
hi.
Has been a disaster. You've railroaded this podcast. Fucking cat.
Yay. Aren't you so glad that you asked
me
to
bring?
Do this?
What would you bring?
Do I have to make it or can I buy it?
I mean, just fantasy world.
I know. Well, if I have to make
aliens
it...
Aliens made it for you.
Oh. No. I don't trust them. I don't know how they'd make it.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to make it and I could make it good, like really good, legit salsa. Mm. Salsa and guac. That would be... Both.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Like just really crisp, little bit spicy salsa, right amount of juice, and then just, I wouldn't want all creamy guac. It'd be kind of chunky.
Mm-hmm.
And then you bring the right chips.
What kind of chips though?
Honestly, not Juanita's. I know everyone loves.
I don't think everyone even knows what that is.
It's
a brand of corn chip that's here in the Pacific Northwest.
It's a prime. Not, chip okay. That is a
crime, but
it's
I'm
a huge
saying.
Debate. Actually, I actually mentioned this at a barbecue once, because they had Juanita's, and then I thought like New Seasons just generic chips are really good for dipping because Juanita's is so oily, like they're so greasy, they're good,
right?
But they're good as is, they're too much, like their flavor takes away from whatever dip you've got. Where the New Seasons one, like right amount of salt. Not too flavorful, so you can really get the enhancement.
It's the perfect chip?
It's, I don't know.
How would you improve upon it if you were to make that chip?
I wouldn't make them so big. They're like really big.
Okay, but the taste though.
Oh.
Let's stay with me here.
Okay. The Juanita's?
I mean, you said you like the New Seasons better than the Juanita's, so if you were to improve upon the New Seasons chip.
I wouldn't really. I think it's honestly a great chip. I'd just make it smaller so you can do like a one and done because that's... Their chip is big, so you need like multiple bites, but you can't take chips in multiple bites. Mm. It crumbles.
You can't.
Ugh.
How big is it? How big could the chip be? You can't shove the whole thing
in
your face?
No, they're big. They're like that. They make them.
She's doing a diamond triangle with her fingers.
I'm holding
this mic. It's a giant triangle,
people.
It's a
giant. It's like a.
Believe me, I am here to witness. That is a giant chip.
It's essentially like, you son of a bitch. It is a big chip. All right. Sarcasm. Whatever. That's what I would bring if I had to make it. If I have to bring it.
Perfect salsa, perfect guac, and New Seasons chips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then I'd bring Choco Tacos for dessert.
No, Rocket Pops.
All right. That's what we would bring.
You like Choco Tacos better?
I think that's just, it's such a sneak attack because everyone knows what they are, but you don't always find them. You only find them at like gas stations. But when you bring them, people are like, what? Where did you find those? I love those.
Well, we're definitely not going to find them at Whole Foods.
No, definitely not. We're probably not even going to find Rocket Pops. We'll find like the organic shitty
kind. We could
just go
to the other one then. Anyway, the show doesn't need to know this.
This is our life.
So so you would bring salsa, guac, chips, and I would bring bacon-wrapped steak.
I'd say we're pretty good to bring to a barbecue. Yeah.
So go ahead and send those invites to staycurespodcast@gmail.com.
Please.
Or, you know, slide up in our DMs on Instagram.
Yeah,
DM us up that way.
Mm-hmm.
We'll show up at your barbecue.
Mm-hmm. I've got actually a pretty good one for like a salsa version.
A good recipe?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a little different. It has black beans and it has peppers and it has tomatoes.
Got it.
That's, I can't tell you the rest. Lime is involved as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. It's crunch. It's got a
So let's just wrap up the show. So we've talked about past, present.
Mm-hmm. Our future barbecues.
Future summers.
Oh.
Let's just look at this summer forward. How could we improve upon
having a day off
summer?
Together?
That was my first option. You saw exactly where I was going with that. Yep. Sarah and I don't have any days off throughout the week. So it's part of the reason we haven't been hiking or having any fun this summer.
Womp womp.
So yeah, if we could have a time off together, that would be good.
We do.
So that's collectively.
Coming up, July 21st.
We're going to have one weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But even individually, like how do you think you could get more out of this summer?
I think going out with my friends a little bit more, like going out to a river or something with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just getting out of the city a little bit more would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely.
I spent too much time.
You and I. Well.
The collective we.
I've been getting out a little bit more.
Yeah, you have,
on the motorcycle, but. Yeah. You got to get away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Portland's great. A lot of cities are great, but it takes its toll and you don't even realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get out somewhere.
And you're like, ugh.
I mean, I think I told you that when I went to Wilsonville, whatever, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you did.
Which is just a suburb of Portland. Mm-hmm. But it's a good 30 minutes away. And you get out there and it's rolling hills. And this is like, it's farmland. And the farmer had cut straw and he was baling it. And he's on his tractor. I mean, that's kind of where I grew up in that environment. But it's also just very freeing to like.
Mm-hmm. Get out.
You can just relax on the road and cruise and. Just like a good old country song, hang your arm out the window and just fucking look at God's great, good country.
Rascal Flats.
But yeah, I think getting out more is definitely would be helpful.
What about you?
Continuing to explore. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's really, like I said, I'm at my, when I'm doing an activity, I think right now I'm at my happiest when when I'm motorcycling, so looking to line that up and then continuing, because that was kind of my plan, is just picking a good trip or two every week and exploring it and going to somewhere new. And so that would be cool to be able to do that. Okay. You know, and if not, I still haven't dusted off the road bike. Neither one of us have.
I need to get pedals. Or I need to get clips for mine.
Mm-hmm. So maybe getting on the other two-wheeled machine.
Yeah.
And going and finding some new spaces to explore.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, summer.
Yay,
If we had sparklers, we'd light them right now.
Oh, my God, yes.
Just close out the show with the sound of sparklers. Try not to catch the foam on the microphones on fire.
That would suck.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
What would you do?
I'd probably spell my name.
In the air?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd definitely spell my name.
So you'd light a sparkler, spell your name, and then
wait for it to go out.
Fun.
And then done. Like, I'm done with this now.
God
what
damn,
do I do?
Summer's over. She spelled her name with a sparkler.
Where's Christmas? Ready for something else.
Yay. All right. Well, I don't know. I think that's a pretty good summation.
Okay, good. Summation.
Yeah, we've gone about an hour.
Oh, great.
And thank you for being on the show.
Yeah. So glad to be here.
Yeah. I'm going to dose you up with some Adderall beforehand next time so you can actually stay focused for more than 10 minutes.
Well, good luck.
And we can have a more in-depth conversation.
Oh, I'll go in-depth.
Yeah. But, of course, I always enjoy having you on.
Yay.
And we're going to go have some 4th of July fun. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys do as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we will catch you back next time. Thank you.
Bye.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen, the Sarah Bates Summer Celebration Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We had a good time doing it. Want to give one more shout out to our sponsors. Once again, that's Honor and Conquer with Dion Ciccone Frazier. Go check out everything that he has going on at honorandconquer.com. He's got his podcast. He's got his vlogs. He's got his apparel line. He's got the Conquer Club. Go check out all of it because he's a really cool dude and he helps us out and he can help you out. Okay. Don't forget to enter in promo code Stay Curious at checkout to get 25% off of your order. And last but not least, our second sponsor, our newest sponsor, Carter Family Insurance. If you live in Indiana or Ohio and you need auto or home insurance, Seth Carter and Carter Family Insurance is your guy. Go check him out on Facebook or on Carter Family Insurance, all spelled out.com. Quick and easy quote, and he'll help you out with all your insurance needs. So thanks once again to our sponsors. And thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show on any of those mobile platforms. Again, that 5-star detailed review really helps me understand what you guys like or don't about the show, but it also helps others understand. And if they want to check us out, they can make a better informed decision. So we appreciate all your support and we will see you guys next time. Mwah.